Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Superior Livestock, proud to present Big Sky Roundup number 4 with a sale originating from Billings, Montana, Wednesday, June 26th. Then on Thursday, they'll be back in Fort Worth, all to be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorLivestock.com. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117 for more information.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Some very heavy rains falling across parts of Oklahoma over the weekend. The heaviest part of those rains, though, falling in the eastern counties, well east of the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat belt. Places like Cookson, close to the Arkansas state line, getting like 6 inches of rain since Friday morning. Tahlequah, over 5 inches of rain, about 3 inches of rain or so in Miami. Does look like the hard red winter wheat belt from McKay County on down along Interstate 35 and westward getting lesser amounts. Most of the rains that fell in the wheat counties came on Sunday morning, 6, 7, 8 tenths of rain at some locations. That will once again mean a day or so before the combines can roll. But we did get some open weather where combines were able to at least start the process in the north central, northwestern parts of the state over the latter part of last week into at least Sunday morning. We'll get our next estimates as to the amount of wheat actually harvested from both the National Ag Statistics Service, USDA, as well as from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission later on Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, on up into the corn and soybean belt, and for that matter, the Kansas wheat belt, we saw a good bit of rain over the weekend, further delaying harvest in Kansas and definitely hurting any last-minute planting efforts for soybeans, especially into eastern Kansas, into Missouri, and on over into Illinois. Martin Barbary is the head of the Risk Management Agency of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Barbary saying that decision this last week from RMA to allow farmers to plant cover crops on these prevent plant acres, then hay or graze those acres earlier this year, September 1 instead of November 1. He says that's the right thing to do, but it's a one-year deal only.
We've changed that hay and grazing date for 2019 only, and I want to make that very specific. It's for 2019 only. We changed that date to September 1st, and along with that, we've also determined that silage, haylage, and baleage will be treated the same way as haying and grazing for this year. So that will allow producers to not only hay those cover crops, but possibly chop them for silage as well.
Barbary is a family farmer from the state of Illinois. He says we don't yet have the number of prevent plant acres totaled up. However, he does know the number of acres is going to be very high.
We're anticipating a record number of prevent plant claims and acres this year. We don't know yet. We're not to the acres reporting date yet, and producers are still in some areas of the country still making those decisions as we speak. That was one reason we wanted to try to get this out as quick as we could, so those producers that have made those decisions can go ahead and get those cover crops planted and give them time to get some growth before September 1st. It's a tough year, but that's why RMA is here. That's why the government and Congress wants to provide crop insurance for producers.
Martin Barbary of RMA of USDA. You've got farm news on Ron.
Apache Land and Cattle invite you to join them Saturday, June 29th at the Apache Auction Market for a complete dispersal sale featuring Angus, Sim Angus, and Red Angus cows and bulls, plus 300 head of 3 to 6-year-old spring calving pairs and 50 fall calving cows. Sale starts at noon. To review videos and descriptions of the stock up for sale, click over to www.apacheauction.com. The Apache Land and Cattle complete dispersal sale noon at the Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, June 29th. For more information, call 888-926-9696.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.